Well, we've talked a lot about the weather, and while it's just about 40 degrees and sunny out right now, my guess is it's a skosh warmer out on the West Coast, which is where our next guest is, our Hollywood guru, Al Harris. Al, a pleasure as always to have you on, my friend. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Like we said earlier, a good Passover weekend. Went to the Clippers game. It was a good weekend, a good L.A. weekend, so everything's been good. Yourself?
Lovely. So far, so good, my man. I've got to ask you, we're going to get to Roseanne. You knew I was coming around to that. We'll get to that later. But I've got to ask you about this Deadpool 2 news. I find this so interesting how they can track this information or if it's even legit. But there's news about the Deadpool sequel. Apparently, it's tracking to make less than the original. How in the world do they know that already when this movie doesn't come out for another month or two?
Yeah, so this one's, I want to get more into how they actually predicted, but this one's a little strange because I've seen it anywhere from it not doing as well and it doing even better. So they're really all over the board on this one. And a lot of that is because, so a lot of these predictions come from test screenings. They come from the buzz. Then you can get even a little more like statistical, like you can with like, you know, sports data and that stuff, and look at what the trajectory was that weekend of last year or which weekends, you know. And it's a lot of stuff like that, or, you know, yeah, buzz is a big thing, like the marketing, how the film's being played, and yeah, just stuff like that. And I think with this one's interesting because it's had some, I wouldn't say negative news beforehand, but there were some reshoots, and always with reshoots, there becomes that. And they did the reshoots after some initial screenings. So that becomes, did it just not test well or what? They're saying that they did the screenings because they wanted to add some more Josh Brolin and Zazie Beetz's character, wanted to get more scenes with them because they tested very highly. And so when you're doing reshoots, you're doing that kind of stuff, you never know. And I've heard, it's weirdly, so I've heard things where the test screenings didn't go well. And then Hollywood Reporter did an article saying that these screenings were through the roof, even better than the first one. So usually you don't have this many differing information. So I'm very curious to see which one is actually accurate. My biggest concern, I think, with it is the oversaturation. We're seeing Deadpool everywhere. Not only that, but it's also the comic book oversaturation, where it comes out, I think, a few weeks after Avengers. So it doesn't have, like, a lot of time. I don't know how many people want to see another superhero movie back-to-back. I know there's a ton, but when we're talking non-superhero fans, they might be, you know, see Avengers and be like, I'm good for a while, you know? So the fact that it's coming after that and after Black Panther, we'll see. Like I said, this prediction stuff, a lot of them can be pretty accurate, but also a lot of them are a crapshoot. And so it's just like predicting anything. You never know. Whether it's politics, sports, like I said, it's all a crapshoot. And sometimes they get close, sometimes they don't. So we'll see how Deadpool does in the next month or two.
I thought it was fascinating just because all of the screenings that they have shown the general public, you know, the trailers, because that's really all as the general public we have to go off of.
Yeah.
Those seem to have tested out fine. People seem to be really excited about it. And I get it. The bar was set so high because that first one, the story was great. It was hilarious. It had a number of different things going for it. You add Josh Brolin into the fray here, too. So there's even more star power now, too. So it seems like the story's pretty compelling. I guess I just find it so bizarre that this would actually test, you know, 2-3 months before it actually comes out, that it would test so much lower than the original. But like you said, I mean, these projections, these predictions, they can be very, very far off base. I just thought it was weird with this particular movie. Although, like you said, I could certainly see the other side of it, too, where people are looking at this and saying, look, when this comes out, it comes after the Avengers. The bar's already been set kind of high. Maybe at that point people are superheroed out. But I just think the story and the stars involved here, I don't see any way in the world it fails to, at the very least, meet the box office numbers met by the original, right?
Well, that's the big thing with these sequels, right? We saw Guardians. It was just the same, right? A little bit of the same. it wasn't as creative as the first one, and it kind of, it just wasn't, you know, it was too much of the same and not the feeling of how original and creative the first one was. And I think Deadpool's definitely could have those issues. And when we're talking test screenings, I know you're saying like trailers and all that stuff, but they do, and I've sat in on these before, they do these test screenings where they show the full movie to crowds and they'll do a focus group afterwards and see what people like and don't like about the film. And that, you know, is why the reshoots happen sometimes, is why, you know, the dates change sometimes. It's why some movies get buried. And so that's usually a big predictor. But like I said, I've heard two separate things, two differing opinions on how these screenings went. So we really don't know. And we'll definitely see how it does. But I'm definitely afraid that Deadpool is going to be pretty much the same movie as the first one, except with Josh Brolin. But I could be wrong, and we'll see how that goes in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of months before it comes out, so we'll certainly hear a heck of a lot more about this. Well, we've got to dive into this Roseanne reboot. I mean, the debut went over extraordinarily well. Lots of people loved it. It did so well that it's actually been renewed for a few more episodes already. Are you surprised by the instant success and the fact that they've already said, you know what, let's add a few more episodes because of this first one?
Well, quote me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it's just a few more episodes. I think it's a whole nother second season. And again, I could be wrong on that, but I think that's what I heard. And I'm not shocked at all. You saw how Will and Grace is done. You've seen how Roseanne's done great. And I think also it's, we're getting to the point with a lot of like pushback on the way, like in politics and life in general, the way of like it changing. There's people that kind of want a return to where we were at, kind of what Trump ran on, right? Was making, bringing back When America Was Great. And to some people, you know, sitcoms, multi-cam, that's what they like. And you're not seeing a lot of new ones, and it's hard to really sell that. But if you bring in, you know, the same ones, redo them, people love that. And as we're seeing with Roseanne and with Will and Grace, Roseanne got picked up again. And I don't see this. This is going to be a trend, as we've talked before. Any show that they can find, I'm surprised there isn't a Home Improvement reboot being talked about yet. But something along those lines, or we're just going to keep seeing this. And it doesn't surprise me in the least. The thing that surprised me the most is that, like, Laurie Metcalf, John Goodman, are willing to do another season because of how busy they are. With Will and Grace, the four mains hadn't really done much. Megan Mullally did a lot of, you know, supporting roles, but nothing like huge. But Goodman and Metcalf are always busy, so I'm surprised that they would be willing to sign on for a second season. That's what shocks me more than anything.
Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to get back quickly to something you just mentioned, because the Home Improvement thing hasn't quite taken off, although Richard Karn, a.k.a. Al Borland, he was asked about that recently, and he did mention that he'd be open to the idea, although I haven't seen him on much recently. I know he did the Family Feud thing for a little while, then he kind of fell off the face of the earth. But, you know, with Tim Allen, you know, Last Man Standing not getting renewed, there were talks about that coming back into the fray, and now you've got these two guys at least entertaining the idea of maybe bringing that back. I think that's the next one to come up, only because that's, they've kind of scratched the surface with that. But getting back in to these reboots, there's another one that's really picked up some steam. We're going to see it at some point. The Office, one of my all-time favorites, at least for the first six seasons or so. That's on the way back. John Krasinski, a.k.a. Jim, he wants it to be a Christmas special. I was reading up on that a little bit earlier today. How far are we away from that reboot being 100% legit and happening and going down?
Well, from everything I've gathered is that it's not 100% happening. A lot of the people involved haven't been contacted yet, but the idea has been floated around. And I've read interviews with both John Krasinski and Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight, who both, well, Rainn said it pretty much right out said he doesn't want to do what Will and Grace is doing. He doesn't want to basically reboot the entire show and do it again. But he's definitely open to doing, like, a one-off thing that is a little different than what they did beforehand. And I think, as Krasinski said, like, the Christmas special, because I think the English Office, that's what they did. They did a kind of Christmas special reunion. And I think that's a great idea. I don't really want to see another Office. They were losing steam as it got off the air. I doubt Steve Carell would be involved, and we saw how much that show suffered once he left. And everyone's so busy that I think the schedule would be just as tough as when they try to do Arrested Development. So I don't see them actually doing another season of the show. But a one-off special I think is totally doable. I think would be great. And I'd be more surprised than not to not see that happen.
See, I'm with you on that. And I totally agree on not trying to continue that. Just because, look, basically after the wedding of Pam and Jim, I thought that show took a nosedive. You know, when you lose your star like Steve Carell, obviously things are going to crumble a bit. But, man, did they try. They brought Will Ferrell in, for crying out loud, to try and fill the void for
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah, they had tons.
Yeah. And they couldn't figure it out, so I doubt they'd figure it out now. And that's something maybe like we saw Roseanne, what was it, like 10 years? Maybe in 10 years, everyone's like, let's do another Office season. That I'd be down for. But this close to it coming off the air, I think a one-off thing is much more likely and more interesting, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and like you said, I think you'd be able to get a lot more people to commit to that if it's just a one-time deal. Whether if you try to resurrect that series, I think it would be a heck of a lot more challenging. While we're on the topic of these sequels, I've got to ask you about this. Shane Black's at the forefront of this new Predator movie, and apparently the release has been pushed back to September. I don't know. I kind of feel like I've seen this one too many times. What in the world would make this one different? I mean, I think the original was so awesome. The second one with Danny Glover I thought was okay, but it just never lived up to the billing of the original. What would make this one different?
Well, you just said it. Shane Black. It's Shane Black's Predator. That is what I'm interested in. I think that's what makes it different. And for those listeners that don't know really who Shane Black is, Shane Black in the 80s was the hottest action screenwriter around, and then he kind of disappeared for a while. He wrote, the first Lethal Weapon, Last Boy Scout, the one with Samuel Jackson, Gina Davis that I'm drawing a blank on right now, that was a lot of fun. And those were great 80s action movies. He wrote those, went away, came back, did the Robert Downey Jr. movie that I'm struggling with that one as well. Oh, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which was so much fun. Then he did Iron Man. Then he's done The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Russell Crowe, which was also so much fun. This guy knows how to make fun action movies, knows how to redo material, how to give it a twist, how to change it, how to take something that's been done before, like action movies, like superhero movies with Iron Man, and switch it up. Iron Man, to me, Iron Man 3 wasn't a huge success in what he did, but it was interesting in what he did by making the bad guy really not be the bad guy. I thought that was very smart, and he's going to throw twists at you. He's going to have fun with the dialogue. Actors love working for him. I'm totally on board with it. Everything I've heard is pretty good. It takes place, it's not a reboot or not a remake. It takes place 30 years after the first one. It's got a very interesting cast, Keegan-Michael Key, Sterling K. Brown, Thomas Jane, Olivia Munn, Jacob Tremblay, the kid from Room. It's very interesting. I'm in. I'm excited for it. The date pushback can be taken either way. September's a good time for that. Get it out of how crazy the summer will be. So I think it's smart, and I'm hoping for good, man. I'm definitely on board with this. And there's two things. Like, if you told me to make a new Predator, I would have cared less. The last one with Walton Goggins and Adrian Brody wasn't good at all. But the fact that right now, anything Shane Black does, I'm excited for, and this is definitely going to be one of the ones I'm the most anticipating this coming out this year.
Fair enough, my friend. Well, we're going to table Ready Player One talk until next week, because I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about it. Opening weekend for it was really good. Just over $41 million at the box office to lead the way. That was no surprise, but we'll finish it the way we always do, my friend. What are your picks to click for this week?
Yes. So my picks to click, two shows coming out tomorrow. One in the second season, Legion. The first season was, I thought, was one of the most visually interesting shows ever. It's a Marvel spinoff show. It's so interesting, but I thought when the visuals subsided, the story wasn't strong enough to carry it. But from everything I've heard, this second season trumps the first, and it's supposed to be fantastic, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's on FX. And the other one is on TBS, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, is the premiere of Tracy Morgan's new show, Last OG, with Tiffany Haddish, Cedric the Entertainer. Jordan Peele produced it. It's got a lot of big names on board. Looks funny. I'm glad Tracy Morgan's back, and I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for that also. I've seen a lot of those previews for The Last OG. It looks hilarious. Al, a pleasure as always, my friend. Enjoy the sunshine out in Los Angeles, and we will talk again next week.
All right, sounds great.